I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law! No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. I rest my case! Move to adjourn for snack time!
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Coming up to 1 o'clock from the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. We are an hour away from the NBA trade deadline, and Yahoo Sports' Adrian Wojnarowski reports the Bulls and Magic have discussed a deal that would bring Shabazz Napier to Chicago. Last night, Woj and Chris Mannix reported the Bulls and Kings discussed a deal which would send Pau Gasol and Tony Snell to Sacramento for Ben McLemore and Kosta Kupfis. Gasol said at morning shoot-around today he does not expect to be traded. Bulls will take on the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. A three-team trade has gone down today in which Channing Frye has been traded to the Cavs, Anderson Varejão goes to the Blazers, and Jared Cunningham and second-round pick go to Orlando. Woj reports the Blazers will waive Varejão. And because Woj is the human trade machine, he also reports that the Jazz have acquired guard Shelvin Mack from the Hawks for a second-round pick, and the Rockets not likely to trade Dwight Howard because not enough teams have significant interest. Blackhawks were welcomed back to the White House for another visit with the president. This after their third Stanley Cup victory in the last 6 years.
For the third time as president, I was getting ahead of myself. I almost said fourth. I get to say, give it up for the Stanley Cup champs, my hometown Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah. President Obama had the team in the East Room of the White House to celebrate another title. He joked that the Hawks need to squeeze in one more championship before he leads office. And Illinois introduced its new athletic director today. Josh Whitman takes over the program, a reported five-year deal worth $600,000 a year. And Jared Allen announced his retirement from the NFL, completes a 12-year career for the former Bears defensive end, finishes with the ninth most sacks in NFL history. Scoreboard update brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse, River North, downtown Naperville, Lincolnshire. And join the Score at Crosstown Pub and Grill in Naperville next Thursday. From 7 to 9 p.m., have your chance to light the lamp and score a Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs starting this season. Every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670, The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jordan. Jordan Bernfield had the updates all day. Appreciate it. Back at the shop, Brendan McCaffrey helped out a lot today. Kevin Zipak, great job. And Brett Lyons, the man in the middle. Thank you, Brett. Sam and John in promotions, thank you guys for your work here. Dave Miska, the engineer, getting it done. Jay Zawoski taking care of us on site. Chris Mannix joined us from Yahoo and the Verticals podcast. We had John Greenberg from The Athletic. Todd Furman join us to talk some Vegas and baseball, and Kurt Heelan from ProBasketballTalk.com. Time now for the shift change. The shift change, which is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford IceHogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup, on Saturday, February 20th. Rosner's with me, Bernsey is there, and Abaticola is over there. What's up, dudes?
Hello.
So this came up late in the show. Barry had brought up the last time he sort of felt this sense of invincibility about a team winning like you do the Warriors right now. And I settled on the second of the Lakers' three-peat teams when Portland was no longer a threat and Sacramento wasn't quite there.
Yeah, they were fun, though. But
they were fun.
But they were not at that level.
Right, they weren't quite there.
Lakers lost one game in the playoffs, and that was the first game of the finals against Philadelphia. But the question was along these lines.
Well,
30 or 40 games into a season in any sport, when is the last time, or in the case of football, maybe halfway through a season, did you feel like, this is done. This is over. There's like no point.
85 Bears.
Well, I mentioned that one. I thought of the
Recently for me, the last Patriots team that almost went undefeated when they lost the Giants.
Yep.
I thought there's no way that they're not winning the Super Bowl.
Couldn't imagine.
The late 70s Canadians were like that. Maybe the mid 80s Oilers. But, I mean, it's been a while. It's been a while since you, 20 or 30 games into a season, you thought.
Was it a Blackhawks championship number two of the recent run? Is that.
No, not even close.
That fit for
thinking,
some people.
To thinking it was, they were totally invincible?
I thought so.
I can't imagine a hockey team feeling
it's
like
hockey.
That.
You can't. There's two. No, randomness in hockey.
You actually can if I feel that way. I can feel that way, yeah. I mean, that's you can't tell me I can't feel a certain way.
No, you can't. You can't. You have a wife, don't you? Aren't you used to being told what you can feel and what you can't?
Speaks, you all right?
I just wait. It's 4 minutes after every time when you train, you guys are together. I know you're going to muscle up because he offers you something minute.
You can't sit there and say can't feel a certain way. I mean, you can't say that.
Look, good luck. This afternoon, you have the opportunity once every 90 seconds to muscle up on this guy.
I would have a difficult time feeling a sense of fait accompli with any hockey team.
That's fine. That's fair.
And you were able to
agree with
that.
You, but okay. Yeah, but so it felt that way about that hockey team.
So in 2013, they got off to that great start, that undefeated streak.
Yeah.
And you thought all along they're just going to roll through this thing.
I didn't think they would lose a playoff series. Yes, I was pretty confident about that. And was I right or wrong?
You ended up being correct.
So
but
there was
it was, but I mean that's.
You know, despite Dan telling me I can't feel that way, I think I ended up on the positive side.
Well,
of that
how often do you hear that from your wife?
I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
So there was a detail in the Lakers-Kings thing that I'd forgotten, which was just how screwed the Sacramento Kings got in the third year of that by the Lakers in the playoffs, and why? Because that was the Tim Donaghy fixing series. Like, that's the game.
So
that
he
game
says.
Six.
Yeah.
No, well, oh, but it's so clear. It's in the allegations. In the allegations, too.
Is that what that was?
Ramblin' Grimace sent me to the story. It's game six. You had two refs who wanted to extend the series, and one guy caught in the middle, and everybody just. Because the officiating was so horrific. 40 free throws for the Lakers in that game.
Yeah, I don't trust your feelings on this.
I know. You don't trust my feelings on a lot of stuff.
Well, and your feelings are wrong, by the way. So you can't feel that way.
I can't fight this feeling anymore. I've forgotten what I started fighting for.
Oh, that's a great karaoke song, too.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, that's a great one. I love the karaoke song.
We did get invited out as a couple for karaoke.
You and Matt? Me and Dan.
Yeah. No, but from another couple that does it very seriously and can both sing.
I'd stop being friends with those people.
Do their names...
They take it too serious?
You're friends with them, too.
Does his last name rhyme with Blasper?
Maybe.
Is it the Borses? Oh.
Yeah, the Len Casper, man. He's got skills and intentions.
Yeah, thankfully, it changed that the karaoke part of it got taken out of the equation.
They don't have costumes and, like, routines, do they?
I don't know. They probably do.
Top hats and canes.
Yeah, they do a Captain and Tennille thing that's just out of this world.
My shadow.
You know, with the NBA deadline coming
that's
up, I love...
That's not Captain and Tennille.
I know. I'm a stupid
guy. Not even close. Right.
You can feel that is,
but your feelings are wrong. The NBA trade deadline. I loved Jordan's update. Jordan just said that the Rockets won't trade Dwight Howard because not enough teams are interested.
Yeah.
Which is typically a problem for trading someone if no one wants him.
That you have to swap out won't with can.
Right, right.
And it's very simple.
You know what? We've decided not to trade Dwight Howard because no one has called and asked for him.
Oh, there is nobody I enjoy disliking more than Dwight Howard in sports. Really, I don't know why. It's just that guy.
He's been at the top of your roster for a long time.
Didn't you have something about Dwight Howard?
More than Rafi Torres?
I don't have any sort of emotional connection.
Dwight Howard, okay.
Other than,
you
know, the time he almost killed Mariota.
That he was like a playoff team killer or like a above .500
team
killer.
Any team that gets Dwight Howard gets worse.
like, and the coaches get fired or something. Wasn't there something about Dwight Howard?
Yes, your team, your coach gets fired and all your pets die, I think.
Yeah, well, it's and this morning I saw something
where the White Sox.
He and James Harden have, at different times, both been trying to get the other traded in Houston.
Did you hear the Doug McDermott stat
yesterday? Oh, it's just hideous stuff.
Did you hear this unbelievable, Ranji found this stat, and it might have been
I'm sure someone gave it to Ranji. I don't think he found
it. Well, he found it, and it's apparently Doug McDermott is on pace right now to become
bad
in the history of the NBA. He will have the fewest combined steals and blocks relative to minutes in any season
ever
that has ever been played in the NBA. As far as the and he can't stay in front of his guy no matter what. But sometimes you make up for that by gambling and getting steals. But he will have a record low amount of steals and blocks combined for a guy playing his number of minutes.
Cam Bearstow is going to get more minutes, so he could make a run at that. He could possibly get
the
conversation.
That's why you want to incorporate the nunchuck defense.
I'm on this. Doug McDermott gets nunchucks. And it's the only way to make it fair. Because it's just, I mean, it's a special petition. So last night, I was doing this, and I was actually on YouTube. I was trying to explain to my kid what nunchucks are.
Mm.
So we ended up with these unbelievable Bruce Lee compilations of, like, all his great nunchaku scenes. And then it led me to a five-year-old in Japan who had mastered all of Bruce Lee's routines and could ape them at 5 years old in front of him. It was incredible.
Boy, that internet thing is something.
Your kid can watch a football game and break down like a Tampa 2 defense,
right?
But you couldn't explain to him what a nunchuck was.
I said they're sticks connected by a chain and you hit people with
them. He doesn't get that, but he can break down.
But he said, "How do you use them?" I said, "Well, you kind of wave part of it around.
Yeah, you hold one, you swing the other one, and then you grab that
and hit yourself.
But there's other things that you do with
them." Is he to the point already where he tells you can't feel something when you want to feel it?
I'm getting there. That's the next phase of the indoctrination.
How many minutes into a segment does he muscle up on you?
Quicker than he does.
Quicker than me, right.
A lot quicker than he does. And don't even ask about the daughter's even faster than
because,
both of them.
Because his kids are more invested, that's why.
Are we sure Bearstow is going to be available tonight? Because I saw him get eaten by a large black man last week. I'm not sure that he's even been...
I've seen him since then.
He was digested and passed. He was passed at the end
of
that
whole night. Yeah. He's like corn.
Yeah, when the guy you're guarding comes out with a lobster bib on, it's usually not a good sign.
You cannot digest. You cannot break down Cameron Bearstow.
He is not soluble.
Right. He has the same enzyme that a corn coating has.
So
it
when
doesn't break down.
When
his skin is corn coating.
Yes. His skin is actual corn.
When Horford gets traded and he's got Bearstow inside of him.
It's Millsap was the one who ate him.
Oh, is that
who
ate
him?
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Wait,
but go ahead.
Where are you taking this to? He's got him inside him?
He was eaten. He got eaten.
Oh.
So I'm just wondering.
Like down in his belly.
So is the cap hit go with him then?
All right.
I keep refreshing this.
If someone's inside you, do you have to count their cap in? That's a great question.
And why are the Bulls trying to trade Aaron Brooks for Shabazz Napier?
Why not?
How Bulls would that be?
Why not? You got a 24-year-old point guard who was in an awkward situation in Miami, as it turned out, now is in an awkward situation in Orlando, and he might have some upside as opposed to Aaron freaking Brooks. I'd love to try Shabazz Napier. Why not?
Hey, if he can,
assuming it's for nothing.
He plays really defense, right?
Comparatively? If you can't play for Skiles.
Hey, Bruce doesn't play defense.
If you can't play for Skiles, there's a good chance you might have some redeeming quality that he's just not willing to look at.
That's an absolutely great point. And Fred doesn't care about things that Skiles probably cares about.
Fred doesn't care about basketball, so, I mean, why not give it a shot?
Fred will say, Jimmy, what do you think about Shabazz Napier?
This Gasol thing, though, if they don't move him.
Listen.
He's not being moved.
Is it conceivable? Because we got there this morning with the disparate reports. The disparate reports. And if I'm Pau Gasol, I don't want to go to Sacramento as a rental. I don't want to go hang out for 2 months
in Sacramento. No, he loves Chicago. He wants to stay here and sign a deal.
So you tell the Bulls.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
The thing is, Matty, no, he doesn't.
He wants to stay here. He loves Chicago.
So would you dare tell the Bulls?
Spain of the U.S.
Would you dare tell your employers?
Yes.
That you are would know. I want to stay here, and I would think about absolutely. We would talk, and I would very much like to re-sign here.
Yeah, no, just he's gonna decline the option and then get out. Right.
Just to keep them from sending you to Sacramento, because that's nefarious. If you
not
would do
only
that.
Would he do it,
he's doing it.
The Bulls would fall for it.
and they're being played. And so are all these writers, both local and national.
But Barry, he's the most consistent player outside of Jimmy Butler. You can't let him go.
But it's one thing for the writers to be played. We know how that works. Or to just sort of turn the other cheek as they're getting
being
played.
Fed something by
an agent. Yeah, because you know what you're doing. And we all can read those things. We're getting better with certain guys. But for a team to be... to take that.
Why
for
would
a team
you,
to buy that?
Okay,
that's what's happening.
Okay, buy it or not buy it.
Why would you?
Notwithstanding,
who cares?
Why would you want to re-sign him?
Exactly.
Because of what Colley said in his source yesterday, that they do not want to give up on this roster yet. They
it's
still
giving
think.
Up on you.
That's what I was asking. What the hell are they seeing in this team this year? I know there's injuries, but teams have injuries. But what are they seeing that says, we can't give up now?
I think they're also seeing just how difficult it really is to get anywhere in a short amount of time. Right, just, really, if you're gonna rebuild or rejigger, you're not really gonna get anywhere in a short amount of time.
It's terrific because it's only taken this management team 12 years to figure it out.
All right, according to Casey Johnson, the Napier Brooks trade making the rounds would save the Bulls about $900,000 on luxury tax.
Okay,
and great. There is another report that the Kings, of course,
hey man.
The Kings also, according to this report. Really like Tony Snell.
Yeah, I know. Is that amazing?
That's from Jason Jones.
Well, he
the
is
beat
a
writer.
Like, no, but he's a
perimeter
very,
defense.
He's a very nice guy. I mean, you know, hang out with him, have him over the house for dinner.
Perimeter defense. I read it this morning. Yeah. Snell makes a lot of sense because he would improve their perimeter defense.
Like, and someone was making comments at the bottom of the story that they liked Snell too, so Vladi is all over this.
You've got to read. There's the piece by Tom Ziller. Explaining the confusion that the Sacramento Kings were in over their own protected pick, that in multiple iterations of trades, they have made it the protections more onerous on them, not knowing it. There's all kinds of things that Vlade didn't quite understand as these moves are being made, and now because Philadelphia has it, they get to weigh in on how it's protected or not. There's also conditional swaps involving Philadelphia. Your head is spinning by the end of it, and even if you read it five times, you don't quite understand it, other than the fact that the Sacramento Kings do not know what they're doing.
No, we got one explanation today that it was all about the fact that they're moving into a new building next year, and they want to gain some momentum heading into... getting crushed in the playoffs after making some really terrible moves is going to gain them momentum heading into a new building.
Ah,
there you go.
Just remarkable.
And wasn't the building itself and the circumstances surrounding the funding of the building a point of contention under the mayor from the
Kevin
Phoenix?
Kevin Johnson. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, and oddly enough, the building they're moving into doesn't have a basketball court. It's weird.
Which seems to be important. This shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves host the Rockford Ice Hogs, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup on Saturday, February 20th. Well, man, I'm sorry you can't go to the White House live during your show.
We did that today.
Yeah, how was that? Was that cool? Did you guys have the president on?
We probably could. It just wouldn't be sports related. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be something out there. Maybe he's also going to say that the Pope is a disgrace.
The Pope's a dope.
Yeah. This Pope is a disgrace.
So while we were on the air, apparently, Donald Trump went all Joe Bonino on the Pope.
Yep.
Well, because the Pope said that anyone who wants to build a wall isn't a Christian. And so then, you know, Donald Trump had to go and...
That's just... Who is he to question my faith? That's disgraceful.
And
this
gonna,
Pope sucks.
And
he's a low-energy Pope.
And he'll get a five-point bump in the polls off it, too.
This Pope is a loser.
With everything he says, he gets a five-point bump.
You know why?
Quiet, Pope. You're low-energy.
Because they look around and they see all those other jamokes. I mean, my God.
It's great.
Oh,
as
boy.
As I've said several times this week... I'm still rooting for the Super Volcano.
Listen, if you're,
that is the
you're
only,
voting for it.
It's the only answer.
If you're looking at this entire field and you're as a longtime horse track guy, racetrack guy, what race is this? Is this like the $500 claimer? What are we looking at here for this field?
This is a
thousand claimer?
This is a sprint at Los Al among donkeys. It's a donkey sprint.
This is Northville. These are the horses I was betting on in Detroit at Northville.
The only difference is that donkey is allowed to rule us all at the end of the race. Enjoy your afternoon, men.
We shall.
Oh, right. We won't. It's him and we're together,
right?
Yeah. So it can only be so much
he
fun.
He barely likes me, and I hate him.
I got to stop. Perfectly. Yeah. Barry, remind me tomorrow. I need to stop wishing them well. Okay, just need to stop wishing them anything of happiness.
Oh, yeah, you can't ask Dan how he's doing or, hey, I hope you guys are doing good. You can't do that.
Especially if you're a caller.
Wait, right. The rule was don't ask Terry how he's doing.
No, it's you. You're the one that gets mad about it.
Oh, on the air. Right?
Yeah, on the air.
Off the air, never ask Terry how he's doing.
All right, let's go to Bobby in Plainfield. Bobby, you're on the score. Hey, Dan, how you doing? Oh, my God, what's wrong with you? Why are you asking me that? Stop asking me what's wrong. I'm okay. Just get to your point. It's wrong anyway. Hang up on him.
That's why he doesn't screen them. That's why he doesn't screen them when they come in.
I don't. Here's my screening process.
Yeah.
Do you have a phone? Can you dial the number? When I say score, can you say your name, a location, and a topic?
You've already ruled out 85% of our calls.
Like, I don't care what you have to say. I just want to know. Bears, you're on the air. Bulls,
actually,
you're on the air.
Matt was laughing when he was hosting last week. And it was James Woodard who was working.
James Woodard.
And he was putting up these detailed descriptions of what every caller was going to say.
He was like, caller wants to argue the validity of a Jimmy Butler trade for the Bulls' future.
I would
put Bulls.
That's right. This guy has counterpoint to what you said about this.
Right.
That's and Maddie was just saying Bears.
That's awesome.
That's if you bother to answer the phone at
right.
all.
Well, and I do. No, I answer the phone. I seriously, people think that I look for the dummies or whatever. I literally put everyone on that calls.
You don't have to look
there
for
is no, There is no
they,
screening process. The
they
screening process
him.
Is what's your name, where are you calling from, and what's your topic.
Well, I'm sure that in classic score style, someone doing as thorough and detailed a job as James Woodard was ridiculed into laziness. Because that's the way we like to function.
Oh
here.
No, I
as
I,
a unit.
Maddie just said,
absolutely made fun of until he's as useless.
No,
as
No, I just said. I said it's so cute. Look
yes,
at him. He's giving you those full descriptions.
He said, "Oh, look."
And then during a break, I went in and I berated him. he'll never work hard again.
Thank you. Thank
and
God.
And he'll probably achieve great success at the station.
That's kind of how it works.
Right.
All right, guys. Have a crappy afternoon.
Thank you,
Barry. See you tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Biggs and Rosner. We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, have you guys are tomorrow again? Oh boy, it sucks.
Keep it here. More Boers and Bernstein on the way on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. When Shaka Smart left VCU last April to become the basketball coach at Texas, there was genuine heartbreak in Richmond and plenty of question marks in Austin. Smart had become an icon at VCU during his 6 years there, and fans of the school wondered if Will Wade, Smart's 32-year-old successor, could live up to the standard. Five straight NCAA bids, one Final Four, set by Smart. So far, so good. The Rams are 19-7 and have won 14 of their last 16. They're 11-2 in the very tough Atlantic 10. The Longhorns are now 17-9 overall and 8-5 in the Big 12, which is arguably the country's best conference. Will both schools have happy endings in years to come? Too soon to tell, but the beginnings look promising. I'm John Feinstein.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
There's no better deal for $4 than the Wendy's 4 for 4 meal. Start with our Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. Made with fresh beef and freshly cooked bacon, crisp all-white meat chicken nuggets, natural cut fries, and an ice-cold Coke. All for just $4. No one makes $4 sound as good as Wendy's. Get more for $4. The 4 for 4 meal deal. Now at Wendy's. Offer includes small fries and drink at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Prices may vary. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh ground beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Canada.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't defriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
CBS Sunday on CSI Cyber. When the cases are virtually impossible.
Guys, we got blood.
This could be the beginning of a really big crime spree.
One team makes the connection.
There's evidence of cyber fraud. That makes this our case.
The world of cybercrime just got real.
Playtime is over.
Let the games begin.
Patricia Arquette and Ted Danson star. CSI Cyber, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Be wise. Be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise. Be ready.
Have you thought about getting new floors for your home? Well, for a limited time, you could get 60% off select styles of carpet and flooring from Empire today. Get select styles of carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile for any room and get a whopping 60% off. Choose from quality name brands right from your home. Don't miss Empire's incredible 60% off sale. Schedule a free in-home estimate now by calling 1-800. That's 800-815-6024. That's 800-815-6024. Product only. Select styles. Excludes installation, padding, and materials. Ends 2/28/16. Details and licensure information available at Empire today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Boers and Bernstein. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you for the next 4.5 hours or so. We will do the very best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way with a loud and persistent rapping at someone's back door.
It's the Boers and Bernstein Show. I'm Dan Bernstein, and that is Matt Abatacola.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? So, as far as I know, we have the second half at 3:30 and at 5 o'clock today because it's Thursday.
Hey, buddy.
We will do...
Who are you crapping?
Some e-craps portend well. Sometimes they are indicative of the work on the phones, and I hope they are once again.
And we are about a little over 30 minutes away from the NBA trade deadline becoming official. Nothing yet on the Chicago Bulls. We were talking earlier in transition about a trade possibly of Aaron Brooks. We know Pau Gasol's name has been out there for several weeks now, and the last several days kind of got, you know, kind of heated up with Pau Gasol. I personally don't think they're going to move him, and we'll see how it all plays out. I really think when I look back to Joe Colley's piece yesterday and that unnamed source he had about Garpax and not wanting to give up on the roster just yet this year, that sounds like them.
They owe us an explanation if they don't move him. They got to stand there. Somebody has got to come out and stand in front of microphones and say why you believe that it's better to keep a guy who's going to be leaving after this year. This year, this team, what do you see? What do you see in this team?
Yeah, that's what I was asking yesterday, is what are they seeing that we aren't? And obviously they have more invested and they have more knowledge to it, but I'm curious to know what it is they see that they wouldn't want to start breaking this down, because as it sits right now, and the most valid and most important point to look at with this team is this guy's gone after this year.
Right.
So what's the point of this season?
The point of this season
isn't to move this guy to get something that might be valuable to your future, because he's not part of your future. So then what is it that we're missing that says we need to keep this guy?
You can find us here at the Chicago Auto Show at the Hyundai display. Only Hyundai has America's best warranty. Hyundai ranked number one in customer loyalty.
And, you know, I thought, too, as we look forward to tonight's game, the first game of the second half of the season or after the All-Star break, they're playing in Cleveland, they're going to beat Cleveland tonight. And then it's going to make people stupid.
It would be
super
very
stupid
Bulls.
Tomorrow. Right.
It's going to be awfully hard.
Awfully hard.
That,
but it'll be very Bulls to go out and win tonight and be like, see? See, they shouldn't move anyone. Why? And Gasol's going to have a great game tonight. He'll do a double-double, and the Bulls are going to win. And then it's going to be, oh, see, they should. I'm glad they didn't move him, Bernstein. You're an idiot.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, the score. You email us at boersandbernstein@670thescore.com.
You are an idiot. I mean,
live.
That's true, but...
We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. Text Zone is brought to you by Grossinger. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at @Boers_Bernstein. You can follow me at @Dan_Bernstein. He is at Matt Abatacola. There is boersandbernstein.com for you, as well as the radio.com application for your mobile device. Our engineer on site is Dave Miska.
Anisimov goes hard to the net, draws the defense back, and then Panarin comes right to the slot area and beats Henrik Lundqvist.
Set up by Patrick Kane, his league-leading 83rd point this season.
83.
Yes! So many tweets last night about that. That's just nonstop.
And back at the Score Studios, is it Rick Camp again? Apparently not.
Nope.
Is it B-Mac?
Yeah.
Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Between Coach Q, Coach Ditka, Ozzie Guillen, Phil Jackson, it appears the secret for any coach hoping to bring a title to Chicago is to grow out your mustache.
Only if Mike Quadi would have.
He couldn't.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He has alopecia universalis. He could have taped one on, though, or painted it like Groucho. If he'd come out for a press conference like that, maybe you got something.
Oh, boy. I miss that guy. I miss those days.
Oh,
you know, you can follow on Twitter. Did you say Chris Tannehill yet?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, get to it. What are you doing with your cords over there?
I don't know. I don't know where this one leads. What is this plugged into? What?
I don't know.
You figure it out. You're the engineer.
You guys are the worst.
Well, it's just cords everywhere, and I don't know what's happening.
Finish doing what you're supposed to do.
Chris Tannehill.
So annoying.
I am a Christian. I'm proud of it. Okay. For a religious leader, to question a person's faith is disgraceful.
You heard him, Pope. You're a disgrace.
It's actually not. It's, you know... like what religious leaders and church leaders should do if people are acting in accordance. But whatever, it doesn't matter. You know, you can follow those guys on Twitter. Brendan is @B_McCaffrey, and Chris is at Chris Tannehill.
Yeah, I thought he was kind of an authority on stuff like that, being the Pope and all, but what do I know?
I mean, if anyone's talking about someone's religion, I think the Pope is pretty qualified.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:32 in the score update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The NBA trade deadline is now just about 30 minutes away. Rumors flying around fast and furiously. Yahoo's Adrian Wojnarowski says the Bulls and Magic have discussed a deal that would bring Shabazz Napier to Chicago for Aaron Brooks. That would save the Bulls about $900,000 in luxury tax dollars, but Brooks has to agree to any trade, according to the Tribune's Casey Johnson. Meanwhile, Jason Jones of the Sacramento Bee says the Kings are interested in Tony Snell. Elsewhere, a three-team trade to report. Channing Frye goes to Cleveland. Anderson Varejao to Portland, along with a 2018 first-round pick. Jared Cunningham and a second-round pick go to Orlando. Adrian Wojnarowski says the Blazers plan to waive Varejao. And the Jazz get guard Shelvin Mack from Atlanta for a second-round pick. Looks like both Kevin Love and Dwight Howard likely to stay put, at least for now. Bulls are back in action tonight in Cleveland. Blackhawks made their third trip to the White House today to celebrate their third Stanley Cup in the last 6 years.
For the third time as president, I was getting ahead of myself. I almost said fourth. I get to say give it up for the Stanley Cup champs, my hometown Chicago Blackhawks. Yeah.
The team presented Obama with a coveted United Center parking pass. Obama joked he might sell it on eBay. Hawks are off now until Sunday when they head to Minnesota to take on the Wild. And the University of Illinois introduced their new athletic director today. Josh Whitman reportedly got a 5-year deal worth $600,000 a year. Former Bear Jared Allen announced his retirement today in video from atop a horse. At the end of the video, he literally rode off into the sunset. And the horse that rode in on them. Yeah, exactly. Check out the Chicago Auto Show with The Score. Come hang out with Steve Rosenblum and Mike Esposito as they broadcast live from the Toyota Sports Corner on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. Brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
The Boris Bernstein Show on WSCR The Score. What?
Nothing. What the hell's going on out here?
What? I can't read stuff that I can't access.
I know, but you can talk though.
I thought you were gonna read.
No, it's loading up. Oh, just relax. God, you are the most annoying.
4.5 more hours, boys.
Yeah.
Or thereabouts.
You know, this hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Yeah, that's all I was waiting
for. Doing your job now.
Well, I don't. I would do it if I had it. I don't.
You know, we also have a giveaway.
Someone should get fired.
Well, I hope someone does. We have a giveaway today for tonight's charity poker tournament event.
A spectator seat,
Yes, thanks for jumping into that.
I know who it will be.
We do. So we have one of those to give away today.
All right, we'll do that relatively early.
We'll do it early to give you a chance to get your little booty down here and make it to the Montgomery Club.
Yep, and that you don't have to, you know, you're not playing. You're just eating and drinking and hanging out and bothering people. So that's a job, too. And people were asking about, are there seats left? When the online registration closed late last night, we were in the single digits. So the honest answer is, I don't know.
Okay.
If there might, no guarantees, but if people want to arrive early, all I can say is if there are any of the handful of remaining seats available, it's first come, first serve. And that's for spectator seats, too, because we're down to also single digits for spectators.
Oh, that'll fill up, too? That could fill up?
Yeah, it's almost full. So
I was going to say, if you're down in the city, got nothing to do, come on by, because it's a great $75, right, for the spectator?
Yeah, but I can't promise that there's going to be any availability because we've got fire codes and everything else. We can't just let everybody in. So
screw the fire codes.
You're very, very pleased with the late outpouring of excitement over tonight's event. So the Bulls are doing nothing, apparently.
Right, so let's take this process here. Let's think through it. If they don't trade Pau Gasol, and we know he's not part of their future, and they're not willing to part with him because they can't get a high enough draft pick, at what point are you willing to say, we need to move this guy just for the sake of moving to add something, to get anything? Or is that not a realistic approach, which might be the approach they take? Because there was the talk of the Celtics deal, and a third team, a mystery team yesterday, mm-hmm. but they weren't getting a high enough draft pick from Boston to make the move for Gasol. And I don't even know if that's accurate or what it might have been. But at what point do you say, move this guy for anything, or is that foolish? Or do you just look at this season and say, this season's meaningless, this season's lost, he's gone next year, move him for anything? Well, what do you do? What's the process?
I'm there, and I'm also trying to consider the larger ramifications of a season that has slipped away from you. I want to know what they think is going on right now. What do they think is happening?
Well, that's two different questions, though, because talking about what to do with a guy at the trade deadline that isn't part of your future, and then looking at big picture of what happened to your organization over the course of a year.
Not looking backward, but saying right now.
Okay, so how do you get... Eliminate Tom Thibodeau, that conversation,
forget
the past.
It. Okay. How do you get this team closer to winning a title? And if that means ensuring that you're both under the tax and in the lottery, it might be time to tank. And that gets back to the do you trade Jimmy Butler conversation if there are first round picks.
All right,
to be
so
had.
If that's the case, and if it's time to tank, then is John Paxson, Gar Forman, are they both, is one or the other on a clock to a point where they don't want to tank because they're at this is their last life? I mean, how many opportunities have they had?
I can't answer that. Again, that's why I asked Mark Schanowski yesterday, where's Michael Reinsdorf and all this? What does he think? What's the view from the top? Because these are unanswered questions. If it is really true that they would want to re-sign Pau Gasol at age 36, I got to know why. I want someone to stand there and tell me what the plan is. What are you doing and why? What is this? If that's really true, it may not be true. It may just be bluster. A lot of what we're hearing at this point isn't real. But well, somebody's got to answer for what they think this team is, what they think it's going to be, and when.
Well, then if they're not being more proactive in moving these guys and just tearing it down, it leads me to believe, and maybe I'm wrong, it leads me to believe that they aren't on the clock, that there isn't, you know, like, hey, you know, you have a certain expectation for this season. I don't know. I mean, I just don't get why they wouldn't try to break it down and build towards the future. Because if your question is, what gets us close to a championship? Keeping Pau Gasol for this year so he can walk away after the season doesn't get you closer. Right. Now, do they genuinely feel that signing this guy to a multi-year deal at age 36 helps them get to a championship?
That's what I need to know. But they're invisible. They don't have to come out to answer any of these questions, and we can just
either do Paxson or Forman.
That's what I'm saying.
None of them do it. No, I mean, even above them. I mean, you're not seeing anything above them. I thought that's what you were saying, the people above them, but we're not seeing these two guys either.
That's all. Somebody in management at the when this deadline passes with them doing nothing material needs to explain why.
You know, and you've said a couple times now that you've heard there's issues between Paxson and Forman, that their relationship is strained, that they have different perspectives or views on things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking to Shue yesterday, who's always around the team, he says he doesn't see that. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't happen behind closed doors
it's
not there.
It's bad. That relationship, they are not joined at the hip.
And
even
is the main point of that because of Fred Hoiberg? Because it's...
Could you blame him if it were?
No, I mean, no, not at all. But, I mean, that's Gar Forman. That's all in Gar Forman, right? Fred Hoiberg.
That's his guy. He said, trust me. We don't need to look elsewhere. This is our guy. This is the guy that makes the difference.
Would John Paxson have kept Tom Thibodeau?
Probably not, no.
Okay.
No, but it doesn't necessarily mean it would have hired Fred Hoiberg.
Right. No, right.
If Gar Forman's not here, I don't think that it's just a position to which Hoiberg naturally graduates. 312-644-6767, that's the number. If you are stopping by the Chicago Auto Show, come say hello. We are at the Hyundai exhibit. You can see the Tucson and the Elantra, the Genesis, the Santa Fe, any number of new Hyundais, and you can check them all out. Well, we've got 20 minutes left, and we'll see what the Bulls do. Keep it here. You have WSCR, The Score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now, you're listening to the longest-running sports talk show in the universe, Boers and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and you, too.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's the second Beer Lovers Meetup, an exciting event from the Lake County Fair Association for people who love fine craft beers, tasty spirits, wine, and foods. The theme on Bourbon Street is festive with Mardi Gras music from Zydeco Voodoo. Saturday, February 20th from 4 to 9 p.m. at the Lake County Fairgrounds, 1060 East Peterson Road in Grace Lake. Tickets are $45 per person at lcfair.com, $55 at the door, and include a souvenir sampling glass, 25 samples of craft beer and other beverages, as well as entertainment. $10 admission for designated drivers. Must be 21 or older to be admitted. LCFair.com.
get it all during the Arlington Heights Ford Auto Show sales event. Choose from hundreds of new Fords, Focus, Fusion, Escape, and more. Now with huge Auto Show bonus cash rebates and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And hurry in for 0% financing for 60 months. Plus, 2,000 Ford bonus cash on select new vehicles. You've seen them at the Auto Show. Now get them at Arlington Heights Ford, just minutes north of Woodfield Mall on Dundee Road. Shop at ahford.com. On select vehicles, qualified buyers. See dealer for details.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as I'll twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
History. This week in 1990, Freddie Mercury made his final public appearance on stage. This week in 1998, Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On set a new record for the most radio plays in the U.S. with 116 million plays in a week. This week in 2003, 100 people died after pyrotechnics started a club fire during a Great White show. And Whitney Houston had an invitation-only memorial at a church in Newark, New Jersey. This week in 2012...
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Most households are told spend less money or make more money if you want to bring things into balance. Is that the gist of at least some of your recommendations?
It's very simple. Even though we're 7 months into the state fiscal year, they don't have a budget. Although they don't have a budget, they're spending more than they have available. They are set to spend all the money that they had in revenue, but still not fund higher education and some core social services. For a long time, the state of Illinois has been spending more than it's taking in, and now it's reached the critical point where it can't go forward.
A lot of folks say in order to get pensions dealt with, you need a constitutional amendment. There's just no other way around it. What's the Civic Federation thinking about that?
Well, the Civic Federation believes that a constitutional amendment, and we're calling for the legislature to embrace a constitutional amendment and put it on the ballot in November.
Join us each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour. And if you miss it, the entire show is podcast online at cbschicago.com.
Restore. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
There's really no guarantees here in this business, so and it is a business at the end of the day, especially when a team is struggling and things are not going the way people are expecting to. So sometimes decisions are made, whether they're right or wrong. You know, it happens. So it's not. No, I think it's improbable that anything will happen, but it's fun to talk about it, isn't it?
So you've gotten it. Your feeling is that you will not be traded?
That's correct. But
right,
I could be wrong.
Well, it appears not. So far, nothing. Ken Berger of CBS Sports tweeting, still no traction for Sacramento in talks with Chicago for Pau Gasol, who appears to be staying with Bulls. Always was, he quotes a source as saying. And Markieff Morris has been dealt. That was a name that had been brought up. Phoenix has sent him to the Wizards. Markieff Morris, now a Wizard.
All right, so what's the longest-term deal they signed this guy to?
2 years?
Who?
Gasol?
Yeah.
They're not going to sign him. I don't think. He doesn't want to be here. Gasol's not going to sign here. I think he's playing him.
So he's playing him. He's going to walk away after the season's over, and that's it.
Yes.
And, get nothing and, for him.
And go someplace where he's got a chance to win. Why would he want to stay?
So then it's not viable to trade him for anything then?
Oh, I think it's viable to trade him for anything.
Okay.
Yes, I think absolutely. I need them to explain why they wouldn't trade him for something.
Just to take a pick, somebody's, just to move this guy for anything. Even though if you... Now, what if their thinking is what they get in return won't help the future anyway, won't bring them close to a championship?
It's better than nothing. Any pick is better than nothing. Well, any asset. Well,
unless they're thinking they still have an opportunity this year to do something.
I've got to hear that from them. That's what I mean. I have to understand. We're just, it's all guesswork at this
right.
point. It's really frustrating.
So then after today, do they come out and say, I mean, do they, because I don't see them. I can't envision them coming out and saying, here's the process we went through and this is why we did this.
Well, most general managers will do just that.
But will Foreman do it?
That's a great question. I do not know the answer to that. I would like to think the answer is yes. And maybe we'll nod and say, okay, now I get it. Now I understand why you're doing what you're doing. But I don't know why Pau Gasol would want to stay. I know he loves the opera and he loves fine food and all that. But I would think that this stage of his career, he's not dumb. He sees what's going on with this team. Mm-hmm. I think he wants another legitimate shot at trying to win something, as hard as that is, in a world where the hegemony of the Golden State Warriors rules over all. So it's just bothersome. And the Tony Snell thing, who would actually be interested in trading for Tony Snell, who's got a television? I mean, come on.
I don't know. They like his perimeter defense. Really?
It's echoed here by Joe, who says, there's no way anyone is actually interested in Tony Snell. It's pure poison meat. Oh, God, the Bulls are stuck in neutral. They're totally going to win tonight, too, because it's a statement.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to win tonight. They're going to win, and it'll make people angry that you wanted to trade Pau Gasol. Because he'll have a great game. He'll have a double-double, and the Bulls will win, and they're going to think you're an idiot for wanting to trade him. That's what's going to happen.
It does tend to, doesn't it?
Yes. And then, you know, and then they're going to go out and, I mean, they'll beat Toronto and they'll win two games in a row and people will be like, see, Bernstein, you're wrong. This team does have a chance. And then they'll lose to Philadelphia whenever they play them next.
Dog-ass right. team by 12.
Right. And they'll be down by 50 at halftime.
We're talking about communication issues.
And then
right.
Derrick Rose will have a players-only meeting in the locker room.
With his sex belt on.
Right. And then Jimmy Butler will throw Fred Hoiberg's nuts in his face again.
Yar. Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, will win a spectator entry to tonight's 2016 Charity Poker
That's a great
Championship.
Beard.
Benefit. It's a great what?
Beard.
Who?
Guy coming with a cane. Good one.
Caner.
He is Caner.
Yeah, that's Caner.
Oh, there's a lot of pretty serious facial hair action here. There was an awesome Fu Manchu I saw on the way in, like a big, like the Clue, is it Clue Haywood in Major League?
Yeah.
John Kukovich. Pete Kukovich, who's got the one of those.
Okay.
Hardcore.
Did you finish your giveaway?
Yeah, I think I did.
Caller
6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. Let's try Jamal and Tinley Park on the score.
How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Hi,
what's
Jamal.
Up?
Hey, man. Very, very frustrated Bulls fan. And Dan, I understand what you said recently about, you know, the Bulls, they cleared the deck. They tried for Carmelo. They tried for LeBron. But you know what, man? If I go to work and I just try really hard and don't get anything done, 9 times out of 10, I get let go. And at some point, these guys have got to do something. If they don't make a trade today, they'll be the only team in the league that hasn't made a trade in the last 2 years. And it's becoming ridiculous. I have no idea what they're doing. They let Ashik go and got nothing in return. If they let Powell go, they'll let him go and get nothing in return. The Aaron Brooks has to agree to a deal to get traded today, which is amazing. They signed Kurt Heinrich and gave him a player option. It's just ridiculous, man. These guys have got to get something done. And I don't believe Gar got lucky twice. He got lucky with Derek, and he got lucky with Jimmy. And other than that, he's done pretty much nothing.
Well, you got to give him credit for Jimmy. I can see you getting lucky with Derrick Rose and lucking into that pick. But when you draft a guy 30th and he ends up being a max level player for you, that's drafting and development. And I would not just write that off as luck. But what you say about Rose is true, and I completely understand your frustrations. Adrian Wojnarowski says the Wizards have sent DeJuan Blair, Chris Humphries, and a future first round pick to the Suns for Markieff Morris.
Chris Humphries is still playing?
Yeah, but that's a nice haul for Markieff Morris. That's pretty good.
That was the Kardashian guy, right?
Yes, correct.
Hmm. Good for him. Even though he's still playing.
I'm seeing nothing about the Bulls.
No, there's nothing coming through.
And we got 8 minutes left. And sometimes, we always give you this caveat, sometimes, even if the deadline
stuff comes
passes,
in late.
Stuff comes in because it clears the league office, or it gets in right at the very, very end, and they got to wait for everything to get signed off on. And, you know, players get, like you say, Aaron Brooks can veto a trade.
Right.
What?
Well, I mean, you heard the soundbite that Chris played when we came back, and Pau Gasol and Casey Johnson, and, you know, Pau just saying, I don't think I'm going to be traded. And, you know, I could be wrong, but... I mean, wouldn't a guy like that know where he's at in the process? That veteran of a guy, is that kind of indicative that nothing's going to happen?
Probably. But sometimes the phone rings and somebody got desperate and wants to make a deal that had not been presented to you before, and you just have to wait and listen and weigh your options. Sometimes you get something.
Which, I mean, that's why it's so amazing to me, though, that there isn't a team out there in contention that wouldn't want Pau Gasol as a backup center. As a guy coming off the bench for a team that's trying to make a playoff run. Why they wouldn't want that?
Terrific second unit center.
Right, and are the Bulls as an organization just being too stubborn? Are they just holding out too much, or was there really nothing there? I mean, that Celtics trade yesterday with a third team involved, is that really legit? Are the Bulls being stubborn with it? Is there really no one interested in Pau Gasol? Do they really believe that they have a chance to do something this year? That's what's insane.
Right. Tomek says, I didn't think it was possible for me to hate this incarnation of the Bulls more than last year's. And it's all furthered by the news that they're looking to re-sign Pau Gasol. What in God's name is going on in that front office? I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's the whole process. We have 7 minutes here. We'll wait and see what happens and what news comes out today. I don't anticipate anything significant. I think the only significant thing is Pau Gasol as far as the Bulls are concerned. I know we've talked about Jimmy Butler, and nothing else is going to happen. It's Pau, maybe Aaron Brooks, maybe Taj Gibson, but I don't anticipate any of that happening. So we'll see how the process plays out, and then tomorrow we'll see if we get an explanation. If Gar Foreman comes out of hiding and has a process to explain of where they were at, why they didn't.
I don't
want to
wait
deal,
till tomorrow. Right, damn now.
Okay. There's people. Going to happen now.
I'm not saying it's going to, right. But usually my personal experience with trade deadlines is that even Jerry Krause would come right down from his office when the deadline passed and talk.
I would be shocked to hear that.
Come see us at the Chicago Auto Show. We are at Hyundai. You can check out the all-new Elantra today at the Hyundai display. It's the Boards and Bernstein Show with Matt Abaticola in today. We got Who You Crappin' at 5 on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Pro Bonus Days at Lowe's are on, with exclusive offers and trusted brands to help your business get a head start on spring. Come into Lowe's February 18th through the 26th to load up with 15% off select 5-gallon buckets of interior paint, including Ovation from HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. See the Lowe's Pro Desk in-store for required coupon details and exclusions. But hurry, Pro Bonus Days are only here for a limited time, and they're only at your local Lowe's.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
CBS Thursday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home.